Back inside the KATE studios, joined by the head coach of Albert Lea girls basketball, Jason Thompson. I'm Nate Dickinson. We're getting ready to broadcast the Tigers game tonight against Owatonna and the Huskies. And Coach Thompson joins us now to go over really what's been going on with his team over the past few weeks, because it's been a while since we've had a girls game. We had one canceled by snow a couple of weeks ago, so we'll see this Tiger squad again for the first time in a little while. And I guess I want to start there, Coach. Over the past few games, you guys have been on a bit of a tough losing streak, but specifically these last three have been really tightly contested for you. And I'll start just right at the beginning with that Austin matchup. A 6-point loss to the Packers, but you lost to that team by more than 50 in your first game of the season. I guess the question just is, how nice is that for you to be actually seeing the progress your team is making in the box scores?
Yeah, you know, definitely that first game that we played against Austin wasn't an indication of our true team. It was our first game. It was their fifth of the year. So it was just, we weren't set up for success for that first game. But, you know, we played pretty decent throughout the season. Haven't been in a blowout too much in any of our games that I can really think of. So coming back to Austin, we switched up some things defensively, how we wanted to handle them. And the girls really adjusted and played well to that game plan. And that was a 6-point game, and you know, we had a chance at the end. If we'd have got some shots off to hit some threes, that we could have made that even closer.
Now, then you had a win in the middle of the week, and then on Tuesday you lose by 6 again against Winona. That's your most recent matchup, so I'll ask there: how do you feel like your team matched up against the Windhawks? And in a close game like that, and taking it into the context of going into an Owatonna team that you played pretty close over the last few times, how do you feel like your team finished?
Yeah, we didn't finish very well against Winona. And, you know, that's one thing we talked about with the girls is, you know, the expectations have increased this season as we started off and got off to a really good start. And we beat some teams, which we knew we could beat, but we had to go out and do it. And we did. And now those teams are coming back. Now we're second time through the lineup here on our schedule. And they're looking for revenge. And that's what Winona did. They did a box and one on Sam. They did a box on one on Taya halfway through the game. So they were taking two players and significant people on them, and we just became stagnant. And the girls, we talked about a practice, they need to step up. We can't have just Taya and Sam run everything, so we're looking for big nights from other girls stepping up as well. And the same thing with Owatonna. Like last year, you know, we lost to them, I think, by 6 and 7 points each game, and then we beat them by 8 at their place early in the year, and they're going to come in hot, ready to get that revenge game against us on our home court now.
You mentioned how the expectations have gotten higher as the season's gone on. Is there a mental adjustment that the team makes to kind of accommodate that? And is that something you have to preach, or is it something you think is just instilled naturally with these girls?
Well, it's not instilled naturally because they haven't had the success over the years. So it's part of our culture and building our culture of what we're trying to accomplish. And with that, it's a learning. You have to learn that skill to be the hunted versus the hunter. So we got the bullseyes on our backs on a couple of these games coming up. And it's how we adjust to that and how we prepare for it and how we come out and execute and be up for games. You know, we got youth night tonight. We've got Owatonna coming in for a team we've beaten. We got a couple radio stations down doing the game. It should be a great, fun environment. And that's what high school basketball should be about. And I shouldn't have to tell the girls that they have to get up for these games, because that's just, as an active competitor, there's no other circumstances that you should have to fake that. You should be able to just do it.
Playing in three such close games in a row, do you feel like that takes a mental toll on these girls? And do you feel like it's more of a wear and tear or kind of a hardening where, because they've been playing close over the past few weeks, they're more ready to go and get into a close game here tonight?
Yeah, I think they're more ready. It does build your armor up a little bit. You know, we had that double overtime win against Faribault, where we were down by 5 in the second part of that overtime and came back. And girls hit clutch shots, and we had 2 girls off the bench that hit 4 straight free throws. So, I mean, you know, that's just having confidence in their skill and their abilities. But it does, when you get into those close games, and I tell the girls, this is what basketball's fun when it's like that. Whether you win or lose, you know, those games are much more fun to be in. But they do build your armor a little bit, like I said. And, you know, we go through these scenarios in practice, too, where we put time and situations in the game clock. I think that's helped a little bit, too.
Just speaking a little bit on Sam Skarsted, last week hit her 1,000th point. We really haven't gotten your thoughts on that since, but in the time that you've been there, she's been the person carrying this team. She's carried the team through some really tough times. As you've mentioned, they haven't had that winning culture throughout basically her whole time up until getting into it now. Just what does she mean to the team and what you've been trying to build in your first 2 years here as a coach?
Yeah, well, first of all, she's just a very humble player. She never really wanted it to be about her. I told her when she was less than 100 points away, I kind of let her know what's on the radar. And she did a good job not trying to force things. We did have some conversations, about that. But she lets kind of the game come to her, so I couldn't be more happy for her. Because she puts in a lot of work coming in early before games, getting shots up, stuff on her own, getting shots up, and working on her game over the years, whether it's weight conditioning or weight training and conditioning, and like I said, working on her shot. She's just become a real special player, and she's kind of putting her name in a lot of different categories in the Albert Lee girls record book, which is great to see. So to be part of that and watch that is fun as a coach.
Coach, you mentioned it before. The last three times that you've played this Husky team, the game's been decided by single digits. So we know we're in for a good one here tonight. But just looking back to what the Huskies did earlier this season against you guys in a game that you won in Owatonna, and thinking forward to today, and when I was at practice yesterday, you broke down a little bit of what you thought the Owatonna team was going to be bringing to you as well. What exactly do the Huskies plan on doing against you guys, and how do you hope to counter?
Yeah, so I'd expect to see their press again. Kind of a 1-2-1-1 or 1-2-2. We really didn't have too many problems with it when we played them up there. They got out of it after about 8 minutes, not getting any turnovers. So they kind of back and forth between that. We expect to see their 3-2 zone and maybe a little bit of one man-on-man defense. So we got to make sure we identify what they're in and run our offenses accordingly. We'll be playing man against them to start off with. We've had success doing that. And I expect them to try to hit the high-low option. We've had a little bit of struggle with that defensively with some of the bigger teams in the Big Nine. So we work on defending that, the high-low option from Mendenhall to Kingland that they run. But we also have our own kind of a 1-2-2 zone or 1-3-1-2-3. It's kind of an amoeba type of defense that we have that we stay in alignment on that we may throw in there that we ran against Austin as well. But, Owatonna can get hot from the outside too, so that you got to temper that a little bit too.
Coach, when we talk about Albert Lee teams and rivalries with them, it's usually Austin and Owatonna. Those are the two schools closest for you down I-90 and I-35. This Husky squad has been the team that, again, you've played probably closer and closest over the past couple of years. Would you say this is your team's biggest rivalry, if you want to call it that? Not that it's a bad-blooded rivalry.
Yeah, I would say so, just for the fact that there's so much commonalities between us. I actually was on the Owatonna staff when we went undefeated in the Big Nine in 2014, so I'm kind of from that coaching tree. And, Lindsay, Coach Husted-Va, she was in Albert Lee, so we got those connections, kind of cross-program connections, as well as being close proximity and as well as having those close matchups. So, and it's good for Albert Lee to get that win, because rivalries aren't much rivalries if there's not much competition between the two teams. So for us to get that win kind of strengthens that potential rivalry going into the future.
Well, that's head coach Jason Thompson here on KATE. We're hoping to strengthen that rivalry with a good game here tonight at Albert Lee High School. Coach, thanks again for talking to us pregame here on KATE Radio.
Yep, thanks, Nate.